Though it rained fairly heavily on Saturday, all of the so-called gold snails didn't seem to mind as they took part in the snail walk through the Olympic Forest Park in northern Beijing. One of the obvious questions people have is why organizers would use the term snail when promoting an event for the intellectually disabled. Zhang Baolin, chair of the China Association for Persons with Intellectual Disabilities and Their Families, says the term snail is not meant to be derogatory.
Professor Zhang Wenliang from Taiwan wrote a poem named Hold a Snail for a Walk. In it, he compared snails to children. Snails are gentle, diligent, steady, and patient. Their only shortcoming is it takes them time to catch up. As such, we decided to borrow the idea from Professor Zhang in describing children with intellectual disabilities, as well as other folks who are also intellectually disabled.
Well-known actress Wang Ji was invited as the image ambassador to the event, taking time to recite the poem penned by Zhang Wenliang before walking with the children through the park. Zhang Yan with Beijing Uni University is one of those who decided to volunteer to help with this year's event in Beijing.
In our experience, these little snails are just so lovely. They are very cute and nice. It's very relaxing to be with them, since they are not very demanding. What all these kids really want is just a little encouragement, someone to be patient with them, and someone to talk to.
Yu Beibei is one of the gold snails who took part in Saturday's walking through Forest Park.
Today I am very happy. There are a lot of teachers and volunteers walking with me. The activity is pretty good, and I want to do more of this kind of stuff.
The China Association of Persons with Intellectual Disabilities and Their Relatives has declared the second Saturday in May as Gold Snail Day. Of the roughly 80 million people in China with some form of disability, around 9 million are listed as intellectually disabled. Mrs. Zhao, the mother of a 16-year-old boy with Down syndrome, says anything to draw more attention to helping people with disabilities is a good thing.
Although my son is not as capable as other children, he still deserves the opportunity to study and be educated. I've never given up on him. Maintaining my faith and hope during the past 15 years when he's been going through special training.
Caring for someone with a developmental disability in China has long been a burden on families. As such, Chinese authorities have been introducing policy changes to give the families of those with disabilities additional help, including more financial support and creating new facilities where children with developmental disabilities can be taught to function in society. For CRI, I am Zhihui Guang.